Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Tim Sims of St. John Lutheran Church and School in Chester, Illinois. The New Testament reading for today is from John's first letter to the church, the fourth chapter, verses 1 through 21. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Did you count the number of times the word love was used in the scripture reading? 29 times! Apparently, the Holy Spirit really wanted John to impress upon us how important love is in the life of the Christian. Yet all this talk of love begs the question, what is love? The New Testament is written in Greek, and the Greek language has many words used for different types of love. What words for love are used in this passage from John's first letter to the church? Well, of all the different words for love, the same word is used all 29 times in this passage. The word is agape. In true Lutheran fashion, we should then ask, what does this mean? Agape is love that sacrifices for the sake of the other, to the point that someone would lay down one's life for someone. While we might be willing to act with such love for someone whom we have positive feelings, someone we think deserves such love, well, that is not this love. This love is unconditional. Even more, this agape love is sacrifice for the sake of the unlovable, people who don't deserve it. And that is God's divine love for you through His Son, Jesus Christ. The text begins, "Beloved," that is, people God agapes. John writes that God makes us His beloved through another strange word you may have noticed in this reading, propitiation. Verse 10 reads, "In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Propitiation is full payment for sin, the appeasing of God's wrath and punishment that we deserve because of our sins. Jesus Christ paid it in full through His ultimate act of agape love, His sacrificial suffering and death on the cross. We don't deserve God's love, yet in baptism we are brought into Jesus' sacrifice, which saves us and makes us God's beloved. In humble repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit blesses us and keeps us as God's beloved. This then moves us to show agape love to others. That's right, even and especially those who don't deserve it. As John continues in verse 11, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." This is no easy task. We, in and of ourselves, will fail. But the Holy Spirit is up to the task, that same Spirit that John writes of in this passage. Living in the joy of Jesus' agape love, the Holy Spirit moves us to love the unlovable. And so we pray. O God of love, those who abide in love abide in You, and You abide in them. Give us such perfect love of You and our neighbor that all fear may be cast out of our hearts, and we may with confidence greet You on the day of judgment. Through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.